horses. Oh, we tried to do every crazy thing. Jewel could write. She did more of that, I think, in her day than we did. Cliff and I probably had to kind of walk a tightrope, but Jewel got to do all that thing because she was, the boys were at age where she could be with them, you know, and do things like that. She can really tell tall tales about.
Did you have any other, any kind of other fences made out of wood that you could name? You named picket fence. Are there any others?
No.
What about the kind of...
Oh, when we went to Allenwood, when Bob lost his health when he was in dental college, when he graduated, he fainted that night on the stage, and so he had to go to a... they had water doctors in those days where you'd just go and be treated with water. He had a fever, and they would treat you with water. They would sweat you down with I don't know what. You'd drink water and they'd give you baths and everything like that to get rid of the fever. Well, anyway, we came back to the farm pretty weak and not able to do anything, and one of his cousins wanted to get out on the farm too. He was a mason. That is Mother Allen's sister had married a mason, so it was one of his first cousins. He came and they decided to split rails and put a rail fence all around this 50 acres of Allenwood, and they did it. So that was, those rails were still there when I married and went up there. And that really did get them. Get their muscles, you know, toughened up to where they could do anything. They enjoy doing it too.
What about the kind of fence that can injure cattle or that you could tear your pants on?
Barbed wire.
Did you have it that?
I don't think we did. I don't believe we did. We had to have our garden fenced in, of course with chickens and so forth, but we kept the animals all fenced, except we would let after we got the rail fence, they would let the horses and mules and cows go out in the woods to the creek to drink water, and they kept down all the underbrush in those woods, so you could go out there on Sunday with your silk stocking and walk in those woods. They were just wonderful. That was the woods that had the honeysuckle. And we would take the children when we had children visitors, and whether we had children visitors or not, our own children, we'd put our Sunday dinner on the wheelbarrow and go to the creek, you know, and let them play in the creek, and we would lie down in the shade, and we would eat our lunch down there. And the children would, Bob made them slides out of old barrel staves, and all the land down there was just rough and hilly and so forth, you know, and they would just ski on those slopes, you know, the pine needles were just like slick as ice. So that was a fun thing for children to do. They loved to do it.
Aunt Mamie, what do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Oh, they are... not clapboards.
Yeah, that's one word.
No, you call it when you're buying weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you got that written down?
I do. What about the part that covers the top of the house?
Oh, shingles. People in old times used to rise their own boards for shingles, especially with barns and things like that. But you could do them out of hard wood, you know, and they'd be bigger and it wouldn't take as many. And it would save buying shingles. I think most of the shingles you buy were made out of pine. I'm not sure. But anyway, that was one of the, besides the